If you would look at the sermon notes insert, which is within your bulletin. And what is the title of our message this first Sunday of the new year? Hallelujah. Now would you just turn to your neighbor and just encourage them right now. Don't be messing with your blessing in 2008. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, saints, each time about this time, we make an abundance of promises to ourselves concerning the direction that we plan to take in the new year. There are some who commit to being better marriage partners. Hallelujah. There are some of us who desire to exercise more control over our lives and to become better organized. Amen. I looked at my purse yesterday. I said, I'm going to get better organized this year. There are others who have promised themselves to quit smoking. Others have promised themselves to quit drinking. Some have promised to quit promising. Hallelujah. Although it is not necessary to wait until the new year for us to make change in our lives, the new year appears to be a logical place to begin, doesn't it? The new year to be new creatures in Christ. So there's all kinds of resolutions that are made at this time of the year. Now, looking at our sermon note sheet, I want us to say together our first point for the message for this day, and that is, simply willing something is not enough. Simply willing something is not enough. Decisions do better, I tell you, are no good unless they are enacted upon. Promises of change are empty unless they are realized. Amen. As a people, we're quick to take a notion. Oh, yeah, but we slow to make a motion. All right. So if there are seven toads just sitting on a stump and one takes a notion to jump off, how many are left? Actually, there are seven because they took a notion to jump off. One took a notion to jump off. Simply taking a notion and jumping is two different things, amen. A notion isn't enough, right? Praise God. So in acting on our decisions require an act of faith. Everybody say faith. An act of faith. Faith that God will stand by your side. Hallelujah. So saints, just looking at verse 11 that I have printed there from 2 Corinthians 8. Let's just read verse 11 together. It reads, now finish the work, so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it according to your means. Amen. So saints, as we prepare to enter into this new year, this new 2008, every one of us needs to step forward in an act of faith that God will do in 2008 what God has done in all the years before. Amen. Amen. Truly, we have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in God's holy word. How many know God has never failed us? Never have and never will. Amen. There must be a new beginning, a new start, a clean slate, which can only come through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. But first, let's pray. Pray God, we give you praise this day. And Lord, we say, speak, Lord, for we, your servants, are listening. And we pray that we are listening, O God, actively, and that we would go forth not just as hearers, but also doers of your holy word. And we praise you ahead of time. And it's in Jesus' name that we all join together to say, amen, amen. Now, the King James Version of Deuteronomy 33:25, it reads, your shoes shall be iron and brass, and as your days, so shall your strength be. Hallelujah. So what's our second point, saints? Shoes, shoes, and more shoes. Mike, would you pass me that basket, please? Hallelujah. Shoes, shoes, and more shoes. Amen. Thank you, Mike. I heard an oh yes. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. All right. God knows what is ahead and prepares us for what is coming. Amen. Now, there are some people who have many pairs of shoes in many different styles and colors. All right. Now, I've got to confess today, I'm one of those people. Amen. Amen. I see all kinds of sisters' hands going up. Praise God. All right. I think there's like a shoe gene. Amen. And I just believe our family, because all the females in my family, from my grandmother on down, we just love shoes, all right? So shoes come in various styles and shapes, and they have various purposes, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, many kinds of shoes are made for many various reasons, depending on how many shoes you may have in your closet. Matching the right shoe with the right occasion may be a task. So that's why I started night trying to get it together. All right. I try, but sometimes even I don't have it right, but I try at night. Now, most people try to pick the right shoe to wear for comfort, amen, for effectiveness, amen, and for appeal. Now, work shoes are heavy duty. These are some work shoes, okay. Now, tennis shoes have a grip so you can really get around, amen, so you can go somewhere fast and in a hurry, praise God. Now, cleats are needed for the football field. I didn't have any cleats in my closet. And there's even a house shoe, praise God. Now, I'll tell you this about these house shoes. They got batteries in them, so they vibrate my feet, so I can just say, oh, my feet. These are some vibrating house shoes, and they feel real good. Hallelujah. So we picked the shoe for the occasion. Amen. I remember when the men had us walking for the New Life Center, and we walked all the way to New Life Fellowship, and I had on a pair of shoes that, I don't know, they looked similar to these. They weren't, though. They were similar. They were really high. They were orange. Okay, wrong color. But I wore something similar, only they were orange. And everybody just thought I was practically out of my mind. But I am comfortable in high heels, and I made that walk, praise God. Yeah, I said, when I got back, I said, well, maybe I should have picked a different pair. But I did make it, you know. It really wasn't the best choice. They were like, Pastor Toby, we are going to pray for you. Yes, you need help. Hallelujah. Praise God. But remember, back in the day, saints, when most of us were young, our parents picked our clothing for us when we was little. They wouldn't let us pick our own clothes, because if we picked what we liked, it would be probably not suited for the occasion most of the time. I like the Punky Brewster style. I would have on five different colors if a mother would have let me. So back in the day, parents had school shoes for us. All right, young people, you may not believe this, but we had school shoes and we had church shoes. And you didn't wear your church shoes to school. Amen. Unless it was a very special day, then you got to wear your church. Other than that, you wore your school shoes to school. All right, and our parents picked what shoes we were going to wear. Well, saints, God does the very same thing for us every year. And unlike us, God knows what is ahead. Touch your neighbor and say, God knows what's ahead. God knows what's ahead. And God prepares us for what's coming. Hallelujah. So if it was left up to us, we'd probably slip into the new year with the same slippers that we would slip sliding in last year. Hallelujah. But praise be to God. God knows. And it would be fun to dance right through the year in our dance shoes. Hallelujah. I think these are my dance shoes. I would like to dance through the year in these dance shoes, or spend the entire year looking good in these shiny shoes. That's what I would love, all right? But God looks ahead. And God prepares us, saints, because God knows what is coming and matches our shoes with what we will need, amen, to make it victoriously through. If God sees rain is coming, God's going to pull out the rain boots, all right, the rain shoes. If it's going to be a year on the beach, oh, I left my sandals upstairs. I was going to show you my flip-flops. God will say, put these flip-flops on, hallelujah. God knows what lies ahead for each of us. And our faith rests on our belief that God knows what is best for us and will prepare us for whatever is coming this year. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. And God will see to it that as we approach any difficult moment, any difficult situation, that we are fully equipped, saints, to handle that situation For God knows the future. Amen. Touch your neighbor and just encourage. God knows the future. God knows. God knows. We don't know, saints, but God knows. Hallelujah. But yet we still have expectations. Amen. As believers, we can be confident, saints, that if we abide in the Lord Jesus Christ and the Lord Jesus abides in us, that God will bless us, saints, this year. God will indeed bless us. Whatever may come our way, God will prepare us and God will give us the right shoe for the occasion. Hallelujah. Now, our text for today, Deuteronomy 33, it focuses on the blessings of Asher and the people of Israel as they prepare to enter into a new land. It was like entering into a new year. Now, Asher was the eighth son of Jacob. And the name Asher, saints, means prosperity. It means happiness. It means fortune. And his descendants formed one of the tribes of Israel. As the children of Israel, after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, prepared to enter into the promised land, Moses pronounced blessings on each of them. And in verse 24 of this chapter, it focuses upon his blessings upon the tribe of Asher. And the blessing Moses pronounced was a blessing of prosperous opportunity. A similar blessing had been given to Asher himself by his father, Jacob, in Genesis 49:20. Now, saints, as they prepare to enter into the promised land, Moses says again what has been said before, that Asher would be blessed with children and that he would dip his feet in oil. Now, to dip your feet in oil, that was an expression that meant his descendants would enjoy favor and opportunities to prosper. Well, each tribe was given certain portions of the promised land to claim as their own. No tribe, saints, would possess their land without some element of struggle. How many know there's always going to be an element of struggle? Included in the lands assigned to Asher was a mountainous range that was so rich in copper. It was rich in iron. It was rich in other minerals that would make them a wealthy people. You talking about becoming millionaires. That was like hitting the lottery. It was a great opportunity. Yet even opportunity is not without its pitfalls. Amen. There are many Canaanites at this time in the land. Holding the mountain with such richness would require considerable risk. Even life in the hills would be more demanding than the simple life of the plains and the valleys. But despite its drawbacks, Asher was presented with a huge opportunity that came with a great promise. The Lord promised Asher that God would equip the people for the journey ahead by giving them shoes of iron and of brass. Hallelujah. Now, saints, of course, God didn't literally mean shoes made of iron and brass, but that God would give them whatever was necessary to seize the opportunity that God was providing. Under their feet would be iron. Under their feet would be brass. Under their feet would be copper and other minerals from which brass and other metals could be made. They would be sitting atop of one of the best opportunities available. But, everybody say but. But it would require much work. Ooh, we don't like that word, work, do we? Ooh, work. Ah, work. God promised to provide whatever they needed to make the journey. Well, saints, God went on further to encourage Asher even more by saying, in your days, as your days, so shall your strength be. It was God's promise to Asher that whatever the days or years would bring, God would provide ways of strength for them to meet each new day, each new challenge that might deter them from achieving the great opportunity God gave them. So that leads us to our third point. What is that, saints? Tough shoes for rough roads. Woo! Everybody say that. Tough shoes for rough roads. All right, saints. Now, if Asher was still nervous, God told all of the people, hallelujah, in verse 26. I want us to read verse 26 and verse 27. All right. There is no one like the God of Jeshurun, who on the heavens to help you, and on the clouds in his majesty. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. The Lord will drive out your enemies before you, saying, destroy them. All right, saints, in verse 8, you'll look there. God promised them that they would dwell in the safety in the land. Hallelujah, that God had promised. So if the people would just seize the opportunity and seize the blessing that God was providing, God promised in verse 29 that they would be happy. They would be protected by God's shield, and their enemies who doubted them would be made liars. Wow. Well, the tribes went forth to claim their territories with boldness. However, everybody say however. However, Asher, even though they heard the promise of God, they were reluctant to go out and claim what God had said was theirs. They did not claim the mountain filled with rich minerals, iron and copper. They abandoned it, saints, and the Zidians, they claimed what should have been Asher's blessing. Woo-wee. They did not claim their land and possess like the other tribes, but instead they were just contented with working with less than their potential. They did well, but they could have done better. But they chose to surrender their all, and they surrendered God's best in the process. In short, they made a mess with that which they were blessed with because they failed to believe God and to act in faith. I want you to touch your neighbor right now and say, neighbor, don't be messing with your blessing in 2008. Don't be messing with your blessing in 2008. What God's got for you is for you. What God got for you is for you. Today, saints, there are many people like the people of Asher. We're messing with our blessing. Now, Asher was the recipient of a great opportunity, yet they chose to squander it rather than possess it. They allowed others to get what was supposed to be theirs. In a similar sense, there are many today who fail to capitalize on the blessings and opportunities that God makes available to us. This 2008, saints, is going to present many opportunities for us as believers in Jesus Christ. Some of those opportunities may be in business development. Some of us are business-minded. For some of us, it's career advancement. For some of us, it's job opportunities. For some of us, it's home opportunity, home improvements. For some of us, it's personal relationship improvements. Hallelujah. However, like Asher's opportunity, what the Lord has in store for many of us saints may require a considerable amount of work. Everybody say work, work, and involve a level of risk. Say risk, risk. Nothing good happens to us without hard work. We don't like that, do we? Frederick Douglass once said, where there is no struggle, there is no progress. And I've learned that in our class with Elder Casey. No pain, no gain. I'm remembering that when I'm walking, like she didn't told us to walk. Oh, no pain, no gain. Amen. Frederick Douglass said that the person that wants to progress without struggle is like the farmer who wants the rain but doesn't want the thunder or the lightning that comes with the rain. Saints, it would be very well the opportunity that God will make available for some of us this year, but it won't come without considerable struggle and sacrifice. Turn to your neighbor and say, are you ready Are you ready to struggle and to sacrifice? The opportunities will be here, saints. The opportunities for us as individual families, as the family of God right here at Glenville New Life, the opportunities will be here. The opportunity to become spiritually stronger. Who wants to become spiritually stronger this year? Hallelujah. That opportunity is here, but it won't come without a commitment to study, to come out to Bible study. Sisters in the Lord, men who excel, Mary Sensation, and dig deep into the mountain of God's word to seize its treasures. Now, the opportunity to strengthen our marriages. How many here who are married want to strengthen your marriage this year? It will be here. It will be here. But it won't come without difficulty, without some element of sacrifice. What about another relationship, either a parent, child, sister, brother, mother, dad, any relationship? Anybody here want to improve a relationship, a co-workers in your life? The opportunity will be here for us this year, saints. How many want to succeed in education or a career development? Hallelujah. Or a change. It'll be here, but it won't happen, saints, until we trust God fully and we are willing to make those first steps. Hallelujah. In this 2008, don't go messing with your blessings, saints, by shortchanging yourself and underestimating your ability to achieve. Just touch your neighbor and say, don't underestimate yourself. Don't underestimate yourself this 2008. James 4:2 says, you have not because you ask not. Hallelujah. If you start doubting what God can do, whoo, guess what? You're messing with your blessing when you start doubting what God can do. If you fail to seize the opportunity because you think, oh, I might fail if I try to do that, you're messing with your blessing. If you doubt God in any way and fail to do what you know you should do, you are what? Messing with your blessing. Don't settle, saints, for anything less than what God has promised you. For what God has for you is for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now look at the fourth point in our sermon note sheet. What is that? Rough roads need tough shoes. Amen. Now 2008, it offers many challenges, many opportunities. However, acquiring the blessings that God has in store for us, saints, may also require for us to travel some rough roads, some rough terrain in the coming months. Like Asher, saints, we receive God's promise to provide iron shoes for us for those tough roads, amen, that we may encounter along the way. Now, the rough terrain we encounter is the route through which we are to achieve our ultimate reward. Hallelujah. Now, Asher was given mountains that were filled with rich minerals, and the mountains were the reward of his descendants. And they viewed them as too much trouble, and they gave them away. I want to ask, saints, what are the mountains you may face this year? What are the mountains I may face this year? They could be that extra responsibility, perhaps we have assumed. Maybe a new mouth to feed in your home. Maybe there's a new relationship you need to build. Maybe there is a new job you need to seek. Maybe there's a personal quest you need to achieve. Even overcoming an extended personal illness or challenge in your life or in a loved one's life. Maybe they're going through something. That might be your great mountain. But I want us to be encouraged by the next point. And what is the fifth point, saints? Strength for every situation, no matter what it is. Asher and all of the tribe of Israel were about to go in uncharted territory. They had no idea, saints, what lay ahead for them. Yet, everybody say yet. Yet God promised them, as your days, so shall your strength be. Every year, saints, brings with it an assortment of days. good days and bad days and few lazy days. When nothing happens, I call those, oh God, please give me a boring moment. Oh Lord, please give me a boring day. Oh, give me a boring day. But we'll have some of those days. There are some days coming that will be so easy that the only strength we will need is just enough strength to be able to push the remote control for the TV. Hallelujah. That's all the strength we're going to need for some days this year. Then there will be other days that will be more demanding. And these days are when we'll need considerably more strength. And that's why this promise of God today is so important. It promises that when we need it, saints, God will provide the strength for the journey when we need it. Because it says, as your days, and that refers to the demands of some future moments, so shall your strength be. And that refers to the spiritual reserves that God will unleash on you as an unneeded basis. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. And finally, sisters and brothers, we are being warned in this passage that the year ahead, it may be tough. But come what may, hallelujah, Jesus is enough. Hallelujah. Jesus is enough. The news, we look on the TV, we read the papers, filled with wars, rumors of wars, filled with bad financial news, filled with companies folding and closing up and unemployment and stock dropping and investments being lost and gas prices going up. They're talking about by the spring we'll be paying $3.75 per gallon for our gas. The war in Iraq, we have no idea when it is going to come to an end. So by all indications, there just may be many rough days ahead of us this year. But saints, we can rejoice today. We can rejoice in the truth that even when the road is rough, God is enough. Hallelujah. Can you high five your neighbor? When the road is rough, God is enough. Thank you, Lord. And we know Jesus is enough, saints, because last year, when the road was rough, hallelujah, Jesus was enough. Did anybody have any rough days last year? If you did, you know Jesus was enough, hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, saints, God will make a way somehow. We already know that. And God gives us what we need in order to make it through each day. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, give us this day what? Our daily bread. And God knows how many spiritual calories we're going to be burning up every day. Hallelujah. And God will give us enough strength to sustain ourselves and be renewed. So saints, when we think, oh God, I just can't continue. Oh God, this is just too rough. I just don't want to do the work. Ask for strength. Hallelujah. And God will give you what you need. Hallelujah. Exactly what you need for each day. That's why David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah. In this 2008, saints, don't worry. Touch your neighbor and say, don't worry, neighbor. Don't worry. God will supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So lastly, our last point to encourage your neighbor with, which is number 6, the way may be tough, but God is enough. Hallelujah. Praise your name. You can depend on Jesus. You can depend on Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. For I heard him declare, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the earth. Hallelujah. Jackie Rush, she told me a funny joke because she says she really doesn't care for flying that much. But she says there was a man who took a flight and he just couldn't get on. He said, no, I'm not getting on. I'm just not getting on. And they said, well, you believe in Jesus? You believe God will make a way and keep you? He says, yes, I do. And look at the scripture. It said, no, I will be with you always. It don't say, hi, I'll be with you always. It say, no, I'm catching the bus. I know Jesus. It's Jesus said, "Lo, I will be with you." I thought that was so funny. Hallelujah. But Jesus says, "I will be with you, high or low, until the ends of the earth." Amen. So depend on Jesus. Touch your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, depend on Jesus this year. Depend on Jesus, and everything is going to be all right." Hallelujah. Don't be messing with your blessing this year. Let's all rise to just encourage one another with the chorus, "Jesus, I'm depending on you." And then we'll say, "Jesus, we're depending on you to see us through. We're depending on you, Lord." Thank you, Peter. Thank you, John.